Mick Sell's got a couple of runners for us. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, he's going all right.
We're going all right. So which one's your best for the punters today so we can get on the promo for you, Mick?
Definitely Magnum Bullet.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
He's going to win all right. The track specialist into the 100K club goes the Bullet. Magnum Bullet home by 2.5 on Go Jazz.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Welcome back to the Breakfast Club Summer Edition. Jamie Rogers and Scott Gullen in the chair. And remember, Bataki Ham is up for grabs after 8 o'clock. So make sure you tune in for the next hour, especially because the question will be around something that we've spoken about this morning. So get set after Nicole Thomas's tab update is when we will then ask
usually
the question.
Usually there's some out the back, Jamie, and we do get some love. So I'm hoping the owl has arranged that. Or it's going to happen. Jamie needs a ham. Anyway, move on.
He's just smiling.
It's a plea. It's a plea for you.
Well, it's time to find, hopefully, a winner today at Wagga. I thought we were going to have a sting there.
I know.
Alice said we were going to have a little jingle, but he was too busy laughing at you, Scotty. Well, let's on the line here is trainer Kerry Weir, who's got 4 runners today. Good morning, Kerry.
Morning.
Well, let's start with race one, because you do have the favourite here in Laurel Hill. And she's a great filly, this one. She's yet to miss the placings in her 3 career starts, is yet to break through. Is today the day?
Oh, yeah, we'd like to think so. She, like you said, she's had 3 starts, 3 nice runs. Like, first up, she over-raced a lot and didn't settle and did everything wrong and still ran a nice third. Then we took her to Gunnigar on the Snake Gully Cup day for a $40,000 maiden, and she was a little slow out and got back and hit the line nicely on a tight turn and track. And then the other day, she over-raced again over 1,200. So we've just brought her back to 1,000, just trying to get her relaxed, to be honest. She's a better horse if she can chase. But, yeah, she's a very nice horse.
You've also got Don't Blame Me, who's a first starter, but does come in off a trial. What are your thoughts? It's a double-figure price. Is it worth throwing into any of our exotics?
Yeah, don't underestimate him. He had a soft trial the other day. Jockey that rode him, just let him go around. We didn't do a lot on him, but he copped a big bump halfway in the straight and got turned sideways and picked himself up again. Yeah, he's a nice horse, but he's probably, you know, two or three runs away. He might need the education today, but he'll be hitting the line nice and strong.
So another runner of yours in race 2 is Crocodile Cod. And the thing with him is he races well at Wagga in terms of he's managed to place 3 out of his 4 times at the track, but he's yet to win at Wagga. Is that a concern for you, or do you think today might be the day at that $13 price?
Yeah, he was very unlucky the other day. He's a bit of a bugger in the barriers. He doesn't play up, but he puts his back foot up on the running board, and the other day, he got his head down and missed a start by 3 lengths. He usually leads in his races. And he got held up coming around the corner and didn't get beat by much. So it's a lot stronger race today. But like you said, he races good at Wagga. And Carla Nesbitt's riding him today. She's had a few rides on him and won a couple on him. He'll be all right. You know, he drops a lot in weight, so he won't be too far away.
And then you've got a runner, the last race of the day, race number 14, or race 7, horse 14, Red Hill, currently at $41. And I guess when you look at the form so far, this preparation has probably struggled a little bit, and the coming out of the wide barriers, drawn barrier 15. What are your thoughts on him today?
Yeah, can't draw a barrier, both starts outside barrier, last 2 starts. And same again today. Like, I was just talking to the owner a couple of minutes ago, we sort of tossing the coin wherever we take. Yeah, he does go all right, but, yeah, barrier kills him.
It's tough, isn't it, when you know your horse is going well and it just can't draw well?
Yeah, no, he trialled really, really well. He was last in the trial and hit the line, run third in the trial. And we took him to Gundagai and we drew the outside barrier. We went back. We took him to Wagga the other day, second up, drew the outside barrier. We went back. And third up today, we've gone 15-1 from the outside. He has no luck at all with the draws.
So no luck, but what would the plan be? It is the last race of the day. The track is currently a good 3. What would your instructions be?
Well, Simon Miller rode him the other day, and he actually pinged in front, half a length in front, and his instructions were to go back and get cover. So we went back to second last. Ran up a few bums down the straight, but today, if he pings in front of Quade rode him in this trial, we'll actually go forward on him, I think. Have to have a yarn to the owner, but, yeah. Especially at that Riverside track at Wagga today, it's the inside track, and it's It's a very tight turning track. There's no straights at all. You're constantly turning. You sort of need to be up there.
Mm. So what would be your best out of your four runners today?
Oh, Laurel Hill by far.
Yeah. Currently $4 for the win. Is that, that's the tip that everyone can get on board today?
Yeah, she should be very close today, Touchwood.
And will we throw in Don't Blame Me into, or Crocodile Cod maybe into our exotics?
I would throw Crocodile Cod in.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kerry. The best of luck today at Wagga.
No problems at all. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good promo. By far was the...
Mm.
I think you're onto something here, Jamie.
Well, Laurel Hill is a good horse. When you look at her form, she's yet to miss the placings. And then that Crocodile Cod has just been... It races well at Wagga, just hasn't completely gone through. It's placed in three of the four starts, but hasn't quite won. So
right.
You like that. Kerry sounded confident.
No, we're happy with Kerry.